And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Lost and Found. Sometimes I think it would be a good idea if we just tie a rope around Yuki Butcher and tie him to our wrist or around our waist or something like that, because he's always getting lost. We went out to the old so-called haunted castle on Yorick Hill Road to rescue Yuki, and he got lost again. After we found him, he got lost. And so we had to go back into Mrs. Saxful's castle and look for him, look through the secret passageways, look in the different rooms. Sparky, the mayor, and I are now looking for Yuki.
Well, we searched every underground passageway in the castle, and still no sign of Yuki.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is the last passageway. If he's down here, we just can't help but find him soon.
Where's this passageway go to, Buster?
Well, don't you recognize it, Mayor? This is the one we followed originally. This is the one that goes to the electric power plant out in back of the castle.
Oh, yeah. Thought it looked familiar in spots here.
Boy, it sure is a lot better walking through these passageways with flashlights instead of with those old candles.
Yeah, I should say it is.
Hey, I can hear the sound of the generators in the electric power plant. I see a light, too.
Yeah, as soon as we turn this corner, you'll see that the light is coming from the power plant. We didn't bother to shut the door when we ran after Mrs. Saxful. Yeah, here we are. There, see, there's the power plant. Just a few feet away now.
If you ain't in there, I don't know where he is.
Go on in, Sparky. He might be tinkering with one of the motors. That could be why he didn't follow us when we chased Mrs. Saxful. He might have found Mrs. Saxful's radio equipment and was just fascinated. What's the matter? Nobody there?
Well, he isn't in here, Big John. There isn't anyone in here.
Now, where could he be? Tell you what, Sparky, you take a look outside and see if you can find him out there anywhere.
Well, this is getting to be somewhat of a mystery here, Big John. Don't know how he could get lost. Be with us 1 minute and disappear the next minute and can't find him any place.
Yeah, we haven't been that many places. I just don't see how he could get lost. Well, anyway, we'll just have to keep on looking.
Hey,
he's
come
around.
Outside. Hey, come here. You too, Mayor. Uh-huh. Come on out here.
Sounds like Sparky's found something outside, Mayor. Let's go out and see what it is.
Just come on outside, Big John. I don't know if I saw Yuki or not.
Well, what do you think you've seen, Sparky?
Well, I don't know exactly, and I couldn't get too close to tell exactly what I saw, but just come on around the side of the castle here and see for yourself.
Well, why are you laughing, lad? Was there something funny?
Well, kind of, Mayor. You'll see what I mean in just a few seconds.
I'll sure be glad when this night is over. This has been the longest night of my entire lifetime, and I don't mind telling you, Buster, I'm tired.
What do you hear, Mayor?
It's them dogs. Them dogs that treat us when we got here. Come on, let's get out of here before them dogs get us up a tree or tear us to pieces or something like that.
Mayor, don't run away. That's why I wanted to show you and Big John.
Well, you don't have to show me them. They're dogs, lad. I know what they look like. I got a good look at them the time I was up the tree and just looking down on them there. I don't want to see them again.
Wait till you look around the corner. Go on, peep around the corner of the castle there, Mayor.
Oh, for goodness sake. Hey, Mayor, come here, look. Well, this is something funny. Now, will you look at that? It's Yuki. The dogs have got him treed again.
Hey, help! Help! Go away, dogs. Get away from here. Help! Somebody save me from these here wild dogs. Help!
Now, how are we going to get those dogs away from that tree long enough to get Yuki down out of it?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. There's that same whistle we heard when the dogs had us treed, and there they go, running away.
Good. Now, come on. Let's get over there and help Yuki get down.
Yeah, then let's go out and get in your car, Big John, and go home. I'm sleepy.
Yeah, me too. Hey, you mind if I sleep at your house tonight, Buster? Save time for all of us.
Why, sure, it's all right with me. I guess Yuki will have to sleep at our house, too. He doesn't have a home anymore since the Cheviot Hills Hotel burned down.
Hey, Yuki, come on down out of the tree.
Have them there dogs gone away for sure?
Yeah, they're gone. You don't think I'd be here if there was a chance of them coming back to you. Come on down. Let's get away from this here spooky-looking place and get home.
Yeah, fine. I'm all for that. I haven't been home for a long time.
Boy, Yuki, it sure will be good to have you back with us again.
Yeah, fine. It'll be good to... did you say Yuki?
Yeah. Why?
You don't by any chance mean Yuki Butcher, do you?
Oh, sure. Who do you think I meant?
Oh, my goodness. How is old Yuki Butcher? I haven't seen old Yuki since the year 1937, just before I took and went to Africa with the East Cantankerous Blue Jays baseball team and up and disappeared into the jungle and haven't been heard from since.
Huh? What are you talking about, Yuki? You didn't go to Africa in 1937 and disappear in the jungle. That was old Charlie Rustlaw to get that.
That's right. 100% correct. How'd you know my name, lad? I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of meeting you, have I?
Oh, no. Don't tell me Yuki has gone and lost his memory again.
Oh, me. Do you mean that that lunkhead thinks he's old Charlie Rustlaw now?
Looks like it. Well, here's the front gate. After we get Yuki home and he gets a good night's sleep, he'll regain his memory. This might be just temporary. Here, I'll open the gate.
Yuki, don't you remember me?
Remember you? I never saw you before in my life there, little lad. You could call me Charlie. You a friend of Yuki's?
Sure, I've known you for as... I mean, I've known Yuki for as long as I've lived with Big John.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that Yuki Butcher's one fine feller. Salt of the earth, that guy. Handsome old dog, too, he is. He's one of the finest fellas in the face of this here earth.
Buster, if that lunkhead is acting like that just to get us to say nice things about him, I'll pull his ears down to the front of his face and tie him in a big bow.
I don't think he's faking, Mayor.
Yeah?
Well, you must remember all the excitement of this evening probably has been a strain on him. After all, he only regained his memory just a few hours ago. Could be only temporary.
Hey, Yuki, I opened the door of Big John's car for you. Come on, climb into the back seat and sit down.
Yeah, fine, thanks, lad. Remind me to give you a nickel for an ice cream cone sometime, when I get a nickel.
You get into the back seat with Yuki. I mean, Charlie, Sparky. Mayor, you get in, too. I'll go around the other side and get in on the driver's seat.
Okay, Buster. Oh, me, I tell you, I sure am sleepy.
You fellas don't mind, I think I'll just slip down here in the back seat and get myself some sleep, too. Oh, wake me up when we get to East Cantankerous.
What do you know about that? Sleep already. I don't know what we're going to do about that guy. I really don't.
Well, we just have to face that problem when we get home. After we all get some rest. Tomorrow morning when we wake up, Yuki might have his memory back again, and then we won't have any problem at all.
Well, we're on our way. Do you really think that there's a possibility that Yuki might have his memory back again after he gets some sleep?
Sure. Why, Mayor, Yuki might get his memory back and then lose it again and then regain it and lose it again from time to time for as long as 6 months. After all, loss of memory is a serious illness, and I'm sure that it takes a while to overcome it.
Yeah, but what if Yuki doesn't get his memory back? Then what?
Yeah. What about that, Buster?
I don't know. Guess the only thing we can do is take him back to the hospital and let Dr. Broku work on him. After all, the hospital is better equipped to handle Yuki's case than we are.
But, John, I think I know how we can make Yuki get his memory back once and for all for good.
Yeah? How's that?
Look, he thinks he's old Charlie Rustlaw. Why don't we all take a trip up to East Cantankerous, Illinois, and take Yuki back there with us?
That's a good idea, Sparky. But I'm afraid that you can't be taking any trips anymore this year.
Huh? Well, why not?
Well, it just so happens, Sparky, that you have to start back to school next week.
What? School? It starts next week? What happened to the summer vacation? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, if it isn't always something. One mess after another. Oh, I sure didn't think we were this close to the new school year. Next week? It sure is close. Well, I guess I'll be glad to get back to school. I can see all my old friends I haven't seen since school left out for vacation. Yeah, I've still got something to look forward to. Then, when we get home, Big John's going to try to explain how Mrs. Saxwell made those mysterious things happen in her castle, you know. Sure like to know about that. Well, I guess I'll have to get ready to go back to school. See you later, Kim. Come on.